there will be any in the first round. I think there's great debate right now as to who are going to be the first one, two, three off the board. But there are, oh gosh, four or five guys who definitely have day two grades. The second round could be a very popular tight end round. And I think there's a good chance that the best tight end on the board could be there when the Bears get with the 43rd pick. Now, as far as what they could do with a compensatory fourth round pick, that just depends so much on where they go at 43 and 50. Obviously the biggest needs are going to be at tight end, at left tackle, at inside linebacker, and safety, depending on what they do in free agency. We'll see. The two interesting guys at tight end, though, because I think they got to go in the second round. I think they got to get whatever the best out there is. And the two best on my list have Bears connections. I just wrote a long column the other day about an old Bear defensive lineman. He was only there a couple of years in the early 90s, named Frank Kmet. And his son, Cole, coming out of Notre Dame, is one of those developmental prospects who, where he's at right now, reminds a lot of people of George Kittle coming out of Iowa. Now, that
Easy.
Just means where the, I was just going to say, that just means where they were coming out of school doesn't mean he's got the ceiling that George Kittle has. But he's a really interesting prospect. And the other kid, Bryce Hopkins at Purdue, his dad, Brad, was an All-American at Illinois, had a great year with the Titans. So those are two names I'd keep an eye on in the second round. Assuming the Bears get the fourth round compensatory pick, and we think they will, it's all going to be dictated by what they've done earlier, with those first two picks.
Next up is Sherwin in Logan Square on Sports Radio 670. Hello, Sherwin.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Great. Good.
I hear you speaking about the tight ends, and I have something I want you to hear you talk about. Why not move Cordarrelle Patterson to tight end? I know they have the thing again about his pass running, but he can block, he can run, he's a big for tight end. And the Bears looking for something else, not only help with the offensive line, but bring a fullback back. If you look at the two guys, the two teams that's in the Super Bowl now, they run with a fullback, and they're doing pretty well at it. That's all I have.
Well, Sherman, this has come up a bunch during the course of the year, and I guess where it comes from is because he is a very big wide receiver, but he would be an exceptionally tiny tight end. He's 6'2", 225 pounds. And so, you're talking about maybe a U. You say he can block. I don't know what you base that on. He's made a few blocks as a wide receiver, but he's never been asked to block in line. And he just, and by the way, the reason that he's not a better wide receiver is because he doesn't have great hands. And so there's nothing about Cordarrelle Patterson that screams tight end. What is intriguing is why he wasn't used more at running back, because that's what Bill Belichick did with him and made him such a special weapon, winning a Super Bowl in 2018. And if you recall, they did give him, I think it was only two carries in that last game against, or no, it was week 16. It wasn't against Minnesota. It was whatever it was the week before. He had a couple nice carries, and then Matt Nagy came out and said, we got to look at that more, which really stunned me because I thought that was why they signed him in the first place. So maybe he's your number two running back, but he is absolutely not a tight end.
No, they told us that. I mean, they were very, very clear about that, and especially the way Nagy described it in his system. It is a very difficult position to play. You can't just put somebody there. In Romeoville, it is Tyler on the score. Hello, Tyler. Say hi to Hub Arkish.
Hey, guys. Hey, Hub. How's it going?
Hey, Tyler.
Question. I'm an Eagles fan, and I know they limped into the playoffs last year, but I was wondering, with all these big name head coach hirings in NFC East, is there any concern I should have about next year? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, I mean, your concern should be that they are probably similar at this point in talent to the Dallas Cowboys in the division. You saw, the two games they split there. I don't think that the Redskins or the Giants are close to being able to compete talent-wise yet. The Redskins obviously still have big questions about whether Dwayne Haskins is going to be the answer at quarterback. You can say the same thing about Daniel Jones. I think Carson Wentz is much further along than that. Ron Rivera is a two-time coach of the year. So, yeah, I would assume he's going to build a good football team there. But I don't see anything that screams they're going to jump out this year and be one of the immediate surprises. Giants, we know nothing yet about Joe Judge. So No, I wouldn't be concerned by the coach hirings. Now, you know, the Eagles' problem is, A, they've been one of the most injured teams in the NFL the last couple of years, and B, they've gotten kind of old. You know, I mean, they've got some people that they got to replace, starting with Jason Peters, who's possibly a Hall of Fame left tackle, but who's now a 38-year-old free agent. You got Jason Kelce making noise about retiring at center. You know, he's an all-pro center. He's not going to retire this year, I don't think, but I was with Olin yesterday. Chris, Olin and I were doing a show together, and I forget, somebody said this guy, you know, mentioned he was considering retirement, and Olin's response was, as a player, if you're thinking about retiring, you've already retired. So it's, you know, guys that are not playing their best football. But I think at the end of the day, the answer to your question is that the Eagles will again be a preseason favorite in that division if they have a few decent free agent pickups and they stay healthy.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday when they host Ohio State. Tip-off is set for 5:30 p.m. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. On the south side, it is Jim on the score.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, is it by pure just a happen chance, or is the marriage of Shanahan and John Lynch out in San Francisco, was that a well-planned deal from the owners, or is it just a roll of dice and these two are doing what they need to do together to put the 49ers in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think they've done a great job. When Jed York hired them, he was at that time not for the hiring, but for everything that he had done prior, considered one of the more incompetent owners in the NFL. He is young. He's probably still, I'm guessing, in his mid to